It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe. Here we are, August 1st or 2nd, depending on when you're listening to this. If you're listening to this on August 1st, Saturday, our show runs at 9:05. If you're listening to it on Sunday, August 2nd, it runs at 7:05. And July came and went, and one thing I will say, and it is relevant to my guest today, who is Jeremy Woodward, is I did participate in several of the Millennium Running exclusive 5K events. I was putting my toe back in the water in terms of running and getting out there, and I can say unequivocally that it's safe, it's socially distanced, and the way I describe it to people, it's a lot like lining up for a Southwest Airlines flight when you could fly. But you're like definitely 6 feet behind the prior runner. You're seated, so there's little tassing during the race, and you get a real time because there's a starting mat. So a lot of fun. I want to give a big shout out to last week's guest, Dr. Richard Berryman, who talked about the history of dentistry and basically how originally the mouth was separated from the body and why sometimes above-the-neck health was historically treated separately from the holistic health, but we now know that the mouth is so connected, and to overall wellness. And so Dr. Richard Berryman described the history of that and in dental schools. But this week with me, as already mentioned, is Jeremy Woodward. Jerry, thank you. You're well-known in the Concord era. Thank you for joining me this weekend. I know you're quite busy, so how are you holding up here in this kind of new world that we're living in?
Well, first off, thank you very much for having me on the show today, Tom. It's a crazy world that we're living in right now, and so much has changed on so many levels. But I'm still trying to stay pretty true to my core and my belief, and that everything's going to work out the way that it's supposed to. And one thing that hasn't changed over the past 3 or 4 months is that heart disease is still prevalent and strokes are still happening. So it's my mission and my goal right now to eradicate both, if that ever is able to happen.
And I also know that you're continuing in your wellness quest for the wellness community in the Concord area. And I know that my quest was getting the dental community back up and running. And basically, from March 16th until May 11th in New Hampshire, you could only go to the dentist for emergencies, which, of course, then created other issues because the beauty of dental care is that it's preventative-based, and if you're not getting the preventative dentistry, you're going to create emergencies. But when all is said and done, we provided a lot of PPE relief, a lot of premium relief for our customers, and other relief for our dental community, and we're back up and running. So I know that you put that same level of focus in wellness, but also what you're trying to accomplish still with what you just said for stroke and heart disease. So tell us, let's take a little step back. I know I've been participating, and I've really enjoyed the basketball games the last 4 years. But tell everybody how it all relates and how you got Teddy Bruschi to come up here. And I know you've raised a significant amount of money for probably 5 or 6 years running with Teddy's team. So to kind of put it all together for our listening audience, and then we'll get specifically into this year's event.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So a little bit of past history on me. I was born with a congenital heart defect. I was born with a bicuspid aortic heart valve, and when I was about 21, 22 years old, I had bacterial endocarditis. It forced me to end up having my first heart valve transplant. I ended up getting a tissue valve. They told me it might last 7 to 15 years because I was pretty young. It gave me just about 7 years, almost 7 years to the day. I ended up going into heart failure, got hospitalized down in Boston, ended up having to have my second open heart surgery. This time, I didn't want to have to ever deal with this again with having a tissue valve, so I opted to go with a mechanical valve. When I was in the hospital, I made it my goal that if I got out of it alive, because I was in a pretty bad situation, that I would make it my goal to, you know, inspire others. And at the time, I had no idea how that would be and what that would look like. But fast forward 3 years later, I ended up completing the Ironman triathlon. And then I just, at that point, though, I felt like it wasn't enough. So I wanted to continue this mission and continue this journey. And I ended up having a connection with Teddy's team. I had a friend that knew of the team, didn't know of Teddy. I mean, knew of him, but, you know, wasn't connected directly to Teddy. And urged me, said, hey, you got to apply. So I ended up filling out that application in 2014. I got selected for the team. My first Boston was 2015. I've been fortunate enough to be able to run for his team to raise awareness for stroke and heart disease. And this year, I'm still going to hit my financial goal of, I think my goal this year is about 7,500 to 10,000. As of right now, I'm going to hit that number, and it'll take me over $70,000 raised for stroke and heart disease awareness. And, you know, making that connection with Teddy 5 years ago after joining the team, he has been such a huge supporter. He is very much involved with each of his teammates and, you know, each of his runners. And it's pretty special to see because it's a close-knit family. And when I say we're a family, I mean, we truly are a close-knit family, and it's very special. So as long as my heart will continue to tick and I'm able to do this, I hope to have this opportunity each year.
Yeah, and, you know, until COVID hit and sort of curtailed the racing scene until recently, you and I would cross paths a lot on various races of all lengths. I mean, you mentioned the marathon. I would see you a lot at, you know, 5Ks and 10Ks. So I know that that really you, in that, by doing that, you're like a role model for people because people recognize you immediately, and it's pretty impressive. So I'm sure that the same way Teddy has inspired a lot of people, you've probably inspired a lot of locals as well who may be coming back, you know, from a heart issue or, you know, or a stroke. So tell us what that's like when you're the role model, you know, for a lot of locals. I'm sure that helps inspire you as well.
Yeah, I thank you for that, Tom. When this all occurred, I never thought that I would ever be put in that position. And, you know, over the last couple of years, I've received many phone calls, not just from local individuals, but people from afar saying, you know, hey, I looked up your story. I've got to go in and have a heart valve, or I have to have this procedure or that procedure done. Am I still going to be able to run? Am I still going to be able to do the things that I love to do? And, you know, I obviously, you know, within medical, you know, within their given guidance from their physicians, you know, I try to come on out to hope and say, hey, yes, you're going to be able to do this, and life doesn't stop. You know, after my second or right before my second surgery, they told me that I was going to go on blood thinners, and I thought my life was going to, you know, end, and I reached out to somebody at that point and said, I'm going to be on blood thinners. Am I still going to be able to do these things? And he gave me a great piece of, you know, some great advice saying, yeah, you're going to be able to live. You will absolutely be able to live, and you'll probably live better than you've ever lived before. So, you know, I really try to give a lot of hope and inspiration to individuals that may be looking for that, because they're, when they are looking for that and they are looking up to you, they're at a vulnerable time. And it's that much more important to be able to offer them, you know, an ounce of hope and inspiration.
Yeah, it's a great story, and I can see that you obviously have a great following. So let's get and we'll circle back to some others of your passions. But tell us about the ongoing event which you're still hosting at this point. It's still on. Tell us how the listening audience can best help.
Yeah, so as of right now, the game is on. We are starting to put plans in place to, you know, to meet all the guidelines, and they're changing on a basically on an hour's notice every day, it feels like. So as of right now, the game is still on. A couple of ways to support. You can go to my Instagram profile, which is IronHeartJeremy. You can, you know, donate at in my profile and the link on the link tree, where you can purchase tickets also via that avenue as well. We are always looking for volunteers, so that if, you know, you'd like to attend the game and maybe financially you're not able to, you know, purchase a ticket or whatever that might be, We'd love to have people help out and volunteer. It takes a huge army of people to be able to put this event on. It's a lot of fun. I wouldn't change it for anything. It's a lot. It's a big undertaking. So we're always looking for people to help out in any way possible. The game, in the years past, we've been able to get anywhere from 450 to 600 people. This year, it may look a little bit different, but we still want to be able to inspire, and we're also looking at different avenues of being able to stream it online, so that if you can't be there in person, that you'll have an option to be able to at least see it via Zoom or via platform to be determined in the next couple of weeks.
So right now, the game would be at Bishop Brady, and the date?
Yes, so the game is right now at Bishop Brady High School. It will be on Friday, October 9th, and it will be at 6:30 p.m. If you had tickets to the previous game that was scheduled, all those tickets will be honored at the event, so no need to worry about that. For those of you who have not purchased a ticket or have any apprehensions, you can always feel free to reach out to me. Happy to answer any questions you may have.
And in the past, you've had obviously guest coaches such as Teddy himself and Governor Chris Sununu played and coached one year. You have Jamie State, and it's quite an event. And I'm hoping that in a socially distanced manner, following all the right guidelines, we can pull this off. And again, big shout out to you, Jeremy. You're a role model for so many. So after commercial break, let's get right back into it and talk about the wellness component of your life, and then we'll circle back into this. So please stay tuned, everybody, for more of Jeremy Woodward and the Harlem Wizards after commercial break. Please stay tuned. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and this weekend joining me August 1st and 2nd is Jeremy Woodward, and he's here to talk about the upcoming game on October 9th against the Harlem Wizards, which raises money to assist people coming back from stroke and heart disease. And Jeremy has participated on Teddy's teams for many years, and the team itself has raised over $700,000 between 40 runners. And all the years that Jeremy has run, he's surpassed like a $70,000 total, and it's quite an event. So let's talk about your daytime job and how you motivate people at your gym, then we'll get back into this connection.
Yeah, so absolutely. So my daytime gig right now is I am a trainer and coach. I am the owner over at Jeremy Bootcamp. We have individuals of all ages, all abilities that come in. 98% of the folks that are here are just here to get fit and to get inspired, to get moving. We have an incredible community I couldn't be more proud of, and especially over the last 3 or 4 months. I mean, we've had to pivot and we've had to evolve in a big way, and they are all doing so, and it's very special to see. I'm very proud of every single one of our people here.
And tell us how you've, as the owner of that, I know I've started to come back to my gym, all the new processes, that you have in place, and also what you did virtually when we were all sort of, sheltered at home. So tell us all the extra effort. I know it's a lot of work involved with that. So tell us about that.
Yeah, so as soon as COVID hit, we immediately had to make a transition. So I brought all of our members online. We started providing a daily workout, which was written out. We also created a Facebook group, a private group, and had workouts in there. Some of them were live, some of them were taped, but it gave everybody the option to stay connected in some way. As of June 1st, we were able to bring members back into the studio. So we started off with just one-on-one or small two-on-one trainings. We were able to do that, and it worked out great. So I felt comfortable at that point to be able to bring classes in back indoors. We now have our classes are anywhere from 6 to 10 people. We do not have a large facility. Our facility is only about 3,000 square feet. So we are able to, even at 10 people, socially distance, one another. The workouts are a little bit different than what we used to do, but people are just happy to be in there. They're happy to exercise. Most importantly right now, what I'm finding with our members is that they want a place to feel good. This is, a very stressful and crazy time that we're in our life. So to have 1 hour, 2 to 3 times a week it really, from a mental standpoint, is a huge, huge win for people. So to be able to do that has been pretty incredible. I don't know how things are going to look in the future, because we also have to look at things and, you know, is this sustainable for us? We are hoping to make a big evolution and be able to get everything fully online within the next 6 months or so.
And I like the way you said there's also a mental health component to it, because basically, you know, I know for myself personally, from like March 16th till about May 11th, I was so focused, you know, on my job. I wasn't getting the exercise that I'd like, and there's definitely, you know, now that I'm exercising, and the mental health part of it. So it must make you feel good that you're getting people somewhat back into a mode where they can feel good about themselves. And, you know, safely, of course, because the other part of it is there's so much in this new norm. It's great to do something that that you like to do, and not always, you know, on a Zoom or a email. Because I know, ironically, if you have a, you know, an office job, some people are sitting at the computer more and more, not taking, you know, any sort of break, and so. You're probably seeing a lot of people with smiles and hops on their step, you know, now that they can go back. So you must feel good about that.
Yeah, absolutely. It is a great feeling to be able to offer that to our members, and to be able to serve them in an appropriate manner. I've had a number of people that have come up to me, a number of our members that were, you know, so thankful that we had this online component the last 3 months, because if we didn't, they didn't, you know, just because of all the changes in their life, personally, professionally, they don't know how they would have got through that. One person in particular struggled with it, and, you know, was facing some pretty serious depression, and they were able to, because of the workouts, this specific individual was able to get beyond that and, you know, have a place, have a meaning, have a purpose. And it's been very special to see that. It's been very hard to see it on so many levels, but of course, the wins like that obviously outweigh everything.
Exactly, and I think I know that that online component was so important for your clients and customers, because, you know, I know there are people like me that need that sort of external motivator. I mean, I can get up and run, and I can get up and jump on a bike, but it's so much so much more fun when there's you know, someone, you know, giving me that type of encouragement. So if someone I think everybody knows where you're located, but why don't you tell us where you're located and the contact number for your gym?
Yep, we are Jeremy's Bootcamp. We are located at 153 Manchester Street. We're at the top of the hill, right past Bank Chevrolet. We're right over there. Our phone number is 603-721-2830. And really the best way to reach out to me now is through our Instagram, which is Ironheart Jeremy. You can reach me that way. We've got a number of exciting announcements coming up in the next couple of weeks, and I cannot wait to roll out. So lots of cool stuff happening.
Perfect. So back to Teddy and back to heart disease and stroke. So when you, when you had right before your second operation, and you were, you know, you were thinking, you know, if I get through this, which of course you did, and I know someone with your outlook, we knew would get through, but and you said, okay, I'm going to really become a role model. So many people have reached out to you. So how prevalent are some of the heart and stroke issues out there, and in terms of age statistics and things like that? Tell us what you've learned by being, in effect, an expert in this.
So it's been really surprising to me, because there's a lot of people that I've had no idea that do have aortic valve issues or mitral valve or whatever it might be, or they're dealing with heart disease, they've got high cholesterol, a whole number of things. There's a lot of people, and unfortunately what happens is, and I see this a lot with men, a lot of men will hide it. It's almost because they might feel embarrassed or something. So they may reach out to me and say, hey, I've never told this to anybody, but, you know, I've got an aortic issue or some stenosis, various things, because, you know, as guys, a lot of times we like to just toughen things up and, you know, just kind of push through and plow through. So that is one thing I've noticed, and it's something I would have never, ever thought that I would see and occur. But a lot of people just, you know, they hide it. They come to you. And, you know, like I said before, you've got to be able to offer them a little bit of hope and inspiration, you know, obviously in a realistic approach. But to be able to do that for somebody and to guide them in the right direction and tell them, okay, it's going to be all right, you're going to be able to get through this, that's a pretty special thing to be able to you know, to be able to do and to be able to offer.
And again, this was pre-COVID, but to see you out all the time at different races and, you know, passing people or being wherever you were, passing people in the middle of the pack, I mean, everybody knows who you are, so it's really great. And I think, you know, whether you're a guy or a woman, I mean, just to be able to share. And I know a couple of weeks ago I was at one of those Millennium Road races with Dave McGilvery, and he was pretty public. I mean, he had done 7 marathons in, like, whatever it was, 7 days and 7 different continents. And then, like, a couple months later, he had, like, a triple bypass operation or whatever. And it's like, I said to Dave, how the heck did you run 7 marathons in 7 continents, you know, with plugged arteries? So we were talking about that, and he also has become, so, you know, a role model for people, you know, with heart issues. And, you know, he's out there running again, you know, with his son, who's a terrific runner. His son ran like a 17-minute, you know, 5K, and Dave himself, for he's older than me, so he easily beat me, is doing like a 25 minutes or whatever, which for the running community isn't necessarily super, but for, you know, someone who's 65 is pretty darn good. So both of you are, I know, role models for a lot of men and women that, you know, that have heart issues. So as you kind of summarize things and look ahead, and you know, even in this new norm that we're in, we'll make it a better norm. And, you know, whether October 9th ends up being, you know, totally virtual or hybrid or in person, socially distanced, what are your again, why don't you give out the contact information so people can contribute and tell us what you're planning for the last couple of months, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah, so absolutely. Our hope is to put this event on, and we're going to do it per the guidelines, per what is recommended. We will make a decision within the next 3 weeks or so right by the end of August. Our hope is, like I said, I think at this point right now in our life, and I think I may have shared this with you privately at once just recently, we need something really happy in our community. There has been so much challenging information and just so many challenges put forth in front of us. We need something happy. So I am making every effort possible to bring this event safely to the Concord area, to make people laugh, to make people smile. That is my goal. It has always been important, but I think this time it is even more important. So that is our goal. And again, you can, you know, purchase tickets. You can go to my Instagram, IronHeartJeremy, and purchase tickets through the profile on the link tree, or make a donation to Teddy's team and help us continue our mission going forward.
So the best of both worlds, a fun time, you know, raising money. And thank you, Jeremy, for all you do. And I will see you one way or the other on October 9th.
Sounds great. Thank you so much for having me on the show today, Tom.
All right, Jeremy. Again, that's Ironheart Jeremy. Tom Raffio will return next week and with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.